I will call the meeting to order. This is going to be a short meeting because we are just here in between the commission meeting, and then I got appointed to this new tax committee, and they are meeting. I need to be over at the Capitol in about 10 minutes. So we are just going to convene the meeting, briefly rush through the House offer, and then have Senator Stump talk about tomorrow. So I don't see Mr. Crow is still caught down in the commission meeting. So I think I'll have Mr. Strom and Ms. Larson, as appropriate, go through real quickly our offer.
Madam Chair, members, the offer is dated May 7, 2009. The way the offer is organized is like the Senate offer from yesterday, with the sections on the left, those being the proposed sections from the House bill, and the sections on the right being those proposed from the Senate bill, with the far right column being the page number of each of those provisions in the side-by-side revisor summary. I'm not sure if you need us to talk about each, or maybe let you know that there's a series of amendments to some of the sections. Those are listed in the text on the offer. For instance, the first one shows up in House Article 2, Section 1, with the amendment number HDA-433, and each of those amendments then are attached to this packet.
Okay. Ms. Larson, anything to add? Okay. So any questions from the senators? And obviously we have limited time, and everybody wasn't able to get here in time for this short meeting. So maybe I'll just turn to Senator Stump, and maybe you can talk about tomorrow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question on the papers that we have, or I have in front of me. There's one that's relating to the charter schools. Was that included, or was that from... It has...
That was just on the hand.
Okay. Oh, that was just here. Okay. All right. Well, Madam Chair, I thought it would be, since we're working late, how does 7 a.m. tomorrow morning? Oh, maybe not. Well, the Senate won't, we'll recant on that, darn it. We're thinking that it would be probably helpful to look at after session, and maybe, you know, half hour, or maybe a half hour or so after session, and I'm guessing that would be in the afternoon sometime, and I think we go in at noon. So, from the pattern of things, it would probably be sometime in mid-afternoon. But after today, I think we have to be super flexible.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the offer, and we'll have time to look that over and share it with our colleagues here.
Very good. And maybe some results from tonight. We'll have more information tomorrow, and we can discuss these offers. Okay. And unless there's something else,
Madam Chair, just a quick question on, and maybe I can have Ms. McQuay state her clarification.
Madam Chair and members, I think the question would be the same as Representative Mariani's last night, that the money line is the same as the policy. Money line is the same.
That's right. We didn't include anything that costs money. Even though it doesn't say House policy offer, it is a policy offer, and there's things we care dearly about that aren't here because they do cost money.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. All right. The meeting is adjourned.